Hey, what's going on, world? This is your boy Factual D with thelastissue.com, and this is my first anchor broadcast, and I thought it'd be appropriate for us to talk about Justice League. So this is a pre-prediction because I haven't gone see it yet, but I'm going to see it in a few minutes. So I just want to be real quick and just bring out a few points. Number one, the critics consensus so far is it's pretty mixed, you know, everyone knows that. But what really bothered me was the people that was bashing the movie. It's like they copied and pasted the same rants they were having from Batman v Superman. And of course, I don't care what no one says, there were a few personal attacks to Zack Snyder himself. Now that being said, that leads me to my next point. Why DC can't win with critics? Well, here's the problem. Number one, WB execs meddling in the creative process, the final cuts, etc., not letting these people, these creators, create a movie and a vision that they saw from the beginning. So WB, like for example, that mandate has to be under 2 hours. Yeah, you kind of shot yourself in the foot, dumbass, but that's just me, that's just my opinion. Another thing too is, I hate to say it, but Zack Snyder, unfortunately, I think he's a black sheep. He's also something that's weighing the WB down, and why critics can't seem to enjoy a DC made movie. I don't know what Zack did. I don't know why he's blacklisted in the way he is. It could be a lot of factors, but that's just my opinion. Now, Zack Snyder, does he need to leave the DCCU or DC Extended Universe? I think so. If the DC Extended Universe is going to be successful, I think Zack needs to leave, unfortunately. And me personally, I don't have a problem with Zack's movies. I don't have a problem with his style. I don't have a problem. I mean, there are a few things that Zack could work on, but overall, I think he's a pretty solid director, but that's just me. But as of right now, look, the movie's at 43% on Rotten Tomatoes. You know, there's something there. And a lot of the comments and backlash came about Zack. Now, here's what I think for the movie. I think the movie's going to be great. I think it's going to be a fun ride. Of course, everyone said that the story is all over the place, so I expected that. But overall, though, I think it's going to be great. Hopefully, it's at the same caliber as Wonder Woman. I think Wonder Woman was a great direction, a great step in the right direction. Now, what I hope for, I just hope that this movie is not as bad as everyone making it seem to be. But again, you know, it's my opinion. So my opinion matters to me. But also, deep down inside, I would have enjoyed for that movie. I would have hoped for that movie to at least score a 70, a 90, something. But here we are again. But anyway, I'm about to go see this. Thank you for listening, because this is completely unscripted, as you can probably tell. This is my first podcast, Anchor Broadcast, so I'm very new to this. And also, check us out at The Last Issue on Twitter, at The Last Issue. Grow with us. We're a brand new entity, and we're hoping to grow. So, that being said, I'll make an episode about what I thought about the film, a review, non-spoiler and spoiler. And also, too, another segment I want to do is basically talking about how I would have started the DC Universe if it was up to me. So anyway, guys, stay tuned, enjoy, and this is Facts OD with The Last Issue.